Leading the news this morning, around 350 firefighters have spent the night battling a massive bushfire in the Adelaide Hills. The Sampson Flat Fire has scorched through 12,000 hectares of land and destroyed at least 12 homes. It remains a potential threat, with temperatures set to rise over the next couple of days. Last night, hundreds of residents packed a community meeting in Lobethal to be briefed about the fire. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott's, made a surprise visit to Baghdad to discuss ways to combat Islamic State militants. Mr. Abbott was welcomed by Iraq's Prime Minister and the two leaders' military cooperation, including the training of Iraqi soldiers. Bad weather's continuing to hamper the search for wreckage of the AirAsia plane that went down in the Java Sea. Four more bodies have been retrieved from the search area, taking the total number of victims recovered to 34. Pope Francis has continued his efforts to reform the Roman Catholic Church with the appointment of 20 new cardinals from diverse backgrounds. They come from countries including New Zealand, Ethiopia, Vietnam, Mexico and Thailand. A man's been shot in Sydney CBD overnight. Police were called to Macquarie Street about 10:30 after reports of shots. The man, believed to be in his 30s, was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Part of Macquarie Street was closed following the shooting, but the street is now reopened.